Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. This is our spring cleanup series, and today we're talking about what we would prune in the spring. We will have a series on pruning in our winter episodes that will go into more detail on general pruning. Hi. Morning, Marianne.
Hey, Elizabeth. So when you first go out in the springtime, what do you prune?
So I usually just look for what's dead and diseased, especially look at my trees to see are there dead branches, are there diseased branches, things that don't look quite right there. And then those are the things I'm going to remove in the spring.
In the early spring, how are you going to know which branches are actually dead?
Yeah, that could be difficult because it's easy when you see that there's no leaves forming. You can kind of look and see, okay, there's no buds coming out on this branch. But it's easier as you get later in the spring when you've definitely got leaves forming. But also if you scratch the surface of the trunk or the branch, you're not going to see green underneath. So that's another way to tell if it's dead.
Certainly. That one is so surprising because if you scratch a living branch, the thin bark just slips right off. But if you scratch a dead branch, it's just rough and hard and it won't come off.
Right, yeah. So you're going to feel a difference in the quality of the wood that you're feeling.
And then when you go to prune off that dead branch, where do you prune it?
So you have to assess how far back is it dead. Most of the time, it's going to be probably quite a long way back, maybe towards actually the trunk of the tree, depending on the size of the branch, or maybe back to an intersection. So you want to take it back as far as it's dead, obviously, and then to a junction or to the next healthy branch or to the next bud. If it's just part of the branch that's dead, you want to go back to the next bud. It's important to always cut above a living bud if that's what you can do. Or if you're going back to a branch or a tree, you want to make sure you're not disturbing the next branch along. So you want to cut just outside that next branch. Or if you're going to the trunk of the tree, it's really important to cut at the right angle so that you're not disturbing the collar around the tree where it's going to close over.
Oh, and collar is spelled C-O-L-L-A-R, like what's on your shirt.
Yeah, so it's an area around where the branch comes out from the trunk of the tree. That area has the branch collar. And it's an area where the tree can actually close over a long period of time. If that branch was lost, the tree is going to close that area. But it's closing it over to protect from disease getting into the tree. But it's really important not to cut off that collar. If you cut smooth with the trunk of the tree, you're definitely cutting off the collar. So generally what you want to do is go out at 45 degrees from the trunk. If you want to have more precise information, look at the tree protection branch collar zone. So before you make your cut, if it's close to the trunk of the tree, because once you've damaged that collar, it's gone forever and you can never, ever get that to close over.
Yeah, and the collar is a wrinkly mass of tissue that wraps around underneath the branch.
Yeah. Sometimes you can see it and then it's really easy because you just need to cut outside of that. But if you can't see it, it's important to think about where would it be and make sure you're not cutting that off. Actually, another thing we should mention is that sometimes people talk about, or in the stores you see
paint.
Tar or paint for sealing off the wounds on trees.
Oh.
And they're not good. They don't actually cause any sealing. They tend to crack. And if anything, they tend to cause more damage and actually allow disease to enter more than
they
if you
do.
Just let it go
they
on its
do
own.
Because the pathogens and the tiny insects and the fungus and molds harbor underneath the paint at the tissue of the tree. But also most of them are toxic to trees.
Yes. So it's not good. Don't waste your money. You don't need it. And it's just another expense that you don't need.
But it is important to have your saw or your clippers really sharp.
And clean.
And clean.
And another thing I would say, of course, if it's a really big branch and if it's high up in a tree, you need a specialist to come in and do that for you. Cutting down branches from trees can be very dangerous. So I only ever do the little things, the things that are at, you know, head height. They're not massive branches. Anything big, anything high up, I hire someone to come and do that. It's just not worth taking the risk of doing it yourself.
Agreed. And now, so in the garden, in the springtime, we get rid of diseased and broken branches. Yes. And dead branches.
Yes.
That's all we have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to do a lot.
No, we really don't. We're not going in there and doing lots of pruning cuts. We're not trying to improve the look of the tree, anything like that. We're just removing dead and disease. And actually, we can do that throughout the year as we notice it, mm-hmm. because we might notice it later on. But dead and disease, we should always remove. If it's just dead, if it just got, you know, damaged by wind, or it just, you know, got, let's say it broke off, that's fine. We're going to keep that in our garden. At least I keep it in my garden. And I have a little wood pile, which is kind of a nice thing to have around.
For the ground birds.
Yeah, for birds, for other animals to live in. And actually, I also use those branches as like an edging for my garden beds. I kind of like that look. If you like a natural look, that's nice. It's messy, so it's not for everyone. But that's something I like to do with it. But if it's diseased, then we don't want to keep it in our garden, because that disease then stays in our garden. So if it's diseased, we're definitely putting it in for the city to take to their composting pile.
Right, and that composting pile gets to such a high temperature that the diseases die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mostly spring pruning, we're not really going to do a whole lot. We're just going to take off dead things. And as we said before, we will discuss more about pruning in our winter series.
That's great. Thank you, Elizabeth. And to our dear listeners, thank you. And I hope you enjoyed our podcast on spring cleanup pruning.
Thank you.